Hello?
Thank you for contacting customer support. This is Janessa speaking. May I have your zip code to access your account, please?
43085.
All right, let's see. 43085. Okay, and your first and last name, ma'am?
Vicky Green, G-R-E-E-N-E.
All right, and let's see here. Could you verify your address for me, please, ma'am?
1199 Tranquil Drive, T-R-A-N-Q-U-I-L Drive.
All right, let's take a look and see here. Let's see. Looks like there was an order for the Vibe Health Watch and wireless earbuds. Looks like this order was done on March the 12th.
Yes, I received the earbuds.
Go ahead. You received the earbuds. That's all just okay. The watch was canceled. Why was the watch canceled?
Because I was still charged for it.
I see that. I'm looking exactly at that. And I see you had called in on the 12th after you placed the order. And it stated that you wanted to take off the earbuds. But then you decided to keep them.
Right.
So
well,
I don't understand how the watch was canceled, though. That doesn't make any sense at all. Okay, well, anyway. I do see that, yes, you only received the earbuds. So then, let's see here. The shipping and handling that you paid for the earbuds, which was $5.97, that was for you to try those wireless earbuds and the $7.92 that they charged. Oh, I see. They canceled out the watch and not the earbuds. That was so crazy. Okay, but we're going to get that refunded to you anyway. First off, we're going to start with that $7.92. But that's why you were billed the $7.92 and the $5.97. It was just shipping and handling for you to try those products for a 14-day trial period. Once the 14 days were over and you had not canceled and shipped those products back, then you were billed the retail value of those products. So
no one ever explained that to me. That's what I was like, wait a minute, am I getting this knockoff? I don't want this stuff.
Okay. Well, let's see what happened.
I never understood. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. Let's see. Well, your account closed out. They didn't charge you for the watch because I do see. Wait a minute. Yeah. They did not charge you for the watch other than the $7.92 shipping and handling,
right,
which I'm going to refund because they didn't ship out the watch. Now the earbuds, they did ship out. And so that's why they billed you on March the 28th and closed out. Your account is actually closed because what they did is they billed you for the retail price and then closed out the account.
So how much am I going to pay for those earbuds that I don't
They billed you on the 28th of March for those. Let's see here. $64.97. What I can do is I can refund you 50% of that charge along with the $7.92 for those for the watch that you never received.
Okay.
So let
okay,
me
so
see.
Now
ma'am?
Yeah, I'm sorry. So
no, go ahead.
Like I guess that's where I was confused because they said I got this stuff if I completed this survey. So I completed the survey and I that was like, okay, I'm getting this free stuff. All I have to do is pay for shipping. No one ever said that I was going to be charged for it if I kept it.
Oh, yeah. There was a teeny weeny, of course, somewhere with a terms and conditions slot or something. Because that's what pulls up here, like that there was a terms and conditions link. And that's what the terms and conditions, because we're a third party. We're not that company per se.
Right.
So we have over 150 different companies that, we just provide support for. But that's what pulls up with that company, is that those products were issued out as a trial. You know, if you would have canceled or sent them back within that trial period or something, then, you know, of course it would have canceled out your account, nothing further. And, you know, but what happened on the 28th, it did cancel out, but it billed you first for the retail of the earbuds, and then it closed out your account. That's to keep it from, you know, they're not going to bill you and keep sending you the same earbuds every month. Like, that would be ridiculous. But that's why they canceled it out. They bill one time, the retail, and then close out the account.
When I called, because I saw the watch, and I was like, oh, I'll do that. And then they add this warranty in with them that I never asked for, and then I couldn't even, it didn't give me a place to even cancel that. So now I've got this warranty on these earbuds that I haven't even opened the package yet. So that's what it's, I'm, you know, I don't know. I didn't see any small print on my phone.
I understand. Let's see. Yeah. What is that right there? Okay, wait a minute. Let me go ahead and, I don't know.
I mean, I'll give them away as a gift if I'm going to get some credit back.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Yeah, they're going to, I'm issuing that 50% right now. It'll be $32.49. And you should see that back into your account within 3 to 5 business days. That's $32.49 off the earbuds. And, of course, the $7.92, okay, all of that is being refunded.
Okay.
So let's do this. 30, it's going to be about $40 almost, or right at.
So can I cancel the warranty?
You sure can. Let's see here.
Because I got, it was like 12 something for a warranty.
It was. Yes, ma'am. Let's see here.
I'm not doing a survey ever again. This was rigged into something. I was like, oh, this must be a knockoff from an exercise watch.
Oh, no. $32.49 refunded. You'll be receiving refund confirmation emails of these refunds as well. Let's see what email address is here on file. The email address here is vgreen43065@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay. So there's a refund email for $32.49. And let's see here. Let's go here, and it's a refund for $7.92. And come on. All right. And then a refund of $12.97.
Okay, that's good.
$12.97. Okay, now you'll be getting, as I stated, you should receive 3 refund confirmation emails for $12.97, $7.92, and $32.49. Let me notate this here. Shipping. All right, let's see. Customer accepted a 50%
refund on end of trial charge. Also, a refund for the warranty and the watch shipping and handling charge. All right, so we got you all squared away. Got your account notated and those refunds processed. And ma'am, you should see those refunds back into your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Great. Thank you. You've been most helpful.
You're quite welcome, ma'am. And thank you for contacting customer support. You enjoy the rest of your evening.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.